we've got our weekly Caradial Medical Update coming your way.
Yeah, and Dr. Julie Merman from ER Specialist Urgency Center joins us this morning. And Julie, you hear it all the time, probiotics this, probiotics that, you got probiotics in it. But are they really helpful? That's the question.
Boy, like everything else, there's some good to it, but there's probably not as much good to it as everyone is touting. That's always the problem, right? So we've got some new studies out that are telling us, maybe we need a little more information. So a lot of people don't even really understand what probiotics are. And they are essentially bacteria, good bacteria, that are intended to mimic and strengthen the effects of the good bacteria we all have in our gut. What could be bad about that, right?
Right.
So the problem is you take these, you can get them in food, you can get them, lots of yogurts have live cultures. You can also take pills with these. And everybody thought, oh, great. They did stool samples and they said, you know what? This stuff is working. We're actually finding all this good bacteria that people are now colonizing their gut with. But as we always see, kind of as more information comes out, what they found was a group did colonoscopies. They took a scope, they went up in people's bowels who had been taking probiotics, and they took samples. And what they found was they really didn't have all those bacteria that they found in the stool. So a lot of these probiotics are just getting eliminated.
Flushed out, right?
So the jury's out on whether it's actually doing a whole lot. And here's the other kicker. People who take antibiotics often will take probiotics with the antibiotic in the hopes that the antibiotic that's killing bad bacteria, but also some of our good bacteria, will gain more of that good bacteria back faster with the probiotics. What they're finding is the probiotics might actually be changing the way our gut is working. So when they go back and look, we're not getting the growth of good, normal bacteria back in our gut after antibiotics. The probiotics are getting in the way of that natural life cycle. So we might actually be doing more damage with them.
Wow.
So the moral of the story is speak with your healthcare provider.
Speak with your healthcare provider, and like many people will say, eat a good, healthy diet.
Right.
With good whole foods, and that's likely going to maintain your gut biome better than anything. And it's important. It has a role in infection control and absorption of nutrients. The bacteria in our gut do a lot of stuff. This isn't something to mess with. And if you're immunocompromised on chemo or have some other immunocompromising drug, you should absolutely talk to your primary care physician before you take these, as they can cause problems.
All right, doctor. We appreciate it. If folks want to reach you, we just want to let everyone know they can go to caradio.com, click on radio. There's a drop-down menu that says Ask the Physicians. We're going to leave it here for this week because we are getting ready in about 20 seconds to go to New York City. Special coverage of the 9/11 remembrance attacks. Doctor, thank you for the update, and we will catch you again very soon.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.